The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday extended a freeze on the Texas Senate Bill 4. The stay will last until March 18th. During this time, the court will consider whether or not it will allow Texas to enforce the bill, which would make crossing the border illegally a crime. The first offense would be a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 6 months in jail. And additional offenses could result in a second-degree felony with a punishment of 2 to 20 years. I'm Bree Flores, and Texas wants to know, what's the latest on SB 4? I spoke with LP Phillips. He's one of our reporters here on KRLD. You may hear him throughout the day with breaking news relating to crime and law. So, LP, thank you for joining me today. And of course, you know, we've been following a little bit about the Texas Senate Bill 4. Let's break it down first. And can you please describe what is that, also known as the SB 4?
Well, SB 4 is one of the toughest immigration bills ever passed by a state in the United States of America. What it effectively does, it gives police a chance to arrest people who they think are illegally in the country and bring them before a judge. And a state judge has the ability to go ahead and hold a hearing and deport them without going through the normal procedures.
And so that was passed last year, correct?
Right, passed and signed into law. And they actually put a stop on it when they signed it into law. The governor more or less challenged this. He wants to get it before the Supreme Court is what he wants to do. So he challenged it in an effort to have appeals. He wanted it. He wanted somebody to sue him so they could take this through the courts. That's where it is now. It hasn't made it up to the Supreme Court for a hearing on the merits of the law yet. And as a matter of fact, really, it's still back at the state district court level for that. But that's where things more or less have gone.
Can you explain the dates of who signed it and how it got up to this point?
Initially, it was to take effect March 5th. It was signed into law last year. But when the governor signed it, there at the border, big ceremony, had his seal and all that. When he signed it, he actually said at the time that we're not going to begin enforcing this until March 4th. And that was going to give ample times for the expected appeals. Well, it went through the appeals process. It went through a U.S. District Court judge. The U.S. District Court judge paused the bill, put a stop on it, and said it's not going to take effect until we have a chance to hear the arguments on both sides, everyone make their case on this, and then we'll have a ruling on it. But until that happens, I'm going to stop the bill from taking effect March 5th. Well, immediately, the Attorney General's office appealed to the 5th District U.S. Court of Appeals. For this area, that's in New Orleans. And the justices there, the way the Court of Appeals works, three judges out of the whole panel of all the judges against, more than a dozen, three judges are assigned every case. And they make the decision whether to uphold or overturn what the previous judge did. Now, the previous judge did not rule on the merits of the law. All he said was he was going to pause the law until they could have a hearing. So the appeal was whether the law should be paused from taking effect. And the Fifth Circuit overturned the district court judge and said, no, the law will take effect when it's supposed to take effect. Well, that got appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. And again, we're just talking about the pause here. We haven't gotten to the law yet. And the U.S. Supreme Court issued effectively two stays. One was to expire within a week, and then that's just been extended. Now March 18th is the new target date. And it's up to the Supreme Court to decide, are we going to hear this? And if so, are we going to pause it until we hear it? Or are we going to kick it back? And keep in mind, this is only over whether the law should take effect at all, not over whether it's constitutional.
What is the normal process for a case to reach the Supreme Court?
The normal appeals process is a district court judge hears the arguments on both sides and then makes a ruling. And then the ruling can be appealed all the way, you know, back and forth and to and from the Supreme Court. We have not gotten that far yet. We haven't gotten to arguing about whether the law is constitutional or not, and there are solid arguments on two sides for this. All we've gotten to the Supreme Court is whether or not there should be a stay of this law until it's argued. And the Supreme Court could, in theory, take this up and hear arguments on it. That's a rare thing. They don't usually do that. They let the judges at the lower levels argue it, hear the law, go through the appellate process. They hear the appeals, and the research is done on what other laws may apply to this and what other rulings may apply to this. Then it gets to the Supreme Court.
What argument is each side making?
U.S. government says immigration is a settled federal issue. You can't have a patchwork of states, each one having that's on the border, or on a Gulf, for instance. You know, you got Alabama, you got Florida, you got Georgia. Any of those Gulf states having their own immigration laws, and then the immigrants just going around that to another state where it might be less or more severe. You need one solid law. And they're arguing that something called the Supremacy Clause, which has been litigated time and again, the Supremacy Clause gives the federal government the ability to handle federal cases. And immigration has been time and again ruled under the Supremacy Clause. Well, now there's a new U.S. Supreme Court. The justices are no longer 5-4, maybe one will switch, maybe one won't. It's a solid 6-3 conservative block, and that's where Governor Abbott is making his claim, saying, look, we have got what amounts to an invasion here. He is saying, you know, the federal government, for all it's supposed to be doing, is not doing the job correctly. We, as Texans, have the right to stand in, and we have the right to protect the state and our borders and make sure that our citizens are safe. And Governor Abbott's position is we should be able to protect Texas. That's why we're doing this. And I think what he's doing here, and the reason he's asking for the appeals, he wants it to be settled. He doesn't want this to be anywhere in the air. He wants it to go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court and test whether these three new conservative judges that were appointed under President Trump are going to side with Texas.
How does this kind of affect the law enforcement in Texas?
I guess that's going to depend on each, how it just pans out. Cities anywhere in Texas, I suppose, and more towards the border areas, it's up to the police chief to say, do it or don't. You know, if you see somebody you suspect being in here illegally and you have good reason for it, you just can't find somebody with dark hair and looks like me and says, you know, you can't do that and arrest them. You've got to have some sort of reason to believe they are illegally in the country. And then it goes before a judge, and the judge has every reason under the SB4 to say, I'm deporting you back to where you came from. How's it going to be enforced? Who knows?
So how would it affect Texans, the bill itself?
Well, I mean, we're the state that's passing it, so we're the first state with this, and we're the only state that's got SB4. Even if it's upheld, another state could theoretically pattern itself after it. You know, you've got New Mexico, you've got Arizona, you got California. Those states, except for Arizona, are mostly left-leaning. Arizona is on the border right now, no pun intended, about, you know, which way they're going on this. They could take a look at how Texas did the law and pass their own laws. So if it were upheld, it would only be Texas that is under SB4. What does it mean for the state? Well, it means that the police officers, especially in the border area, would have the right to, again, arrest somebody they suspect being in the country illegally and take them before a judge and see if they could deport them.
So what is the reaction right now that the bill is going through hearings, it's on a temporary stop? What is the reaction that people have?
Generally, I think there are two camps here. Texans are sort of frustrated up in this area with the number of illegal immigrants coming in, and they want something done about it. Down in the border area, you know, they're really overwhelmed with the number of people swarming across the border, and it is a big problem that everyone acknowledges. And I think one of the things that you're seeing here is the politics playing out in this. We are in an election year, and there was a bipartisan bill worked out that would have made this whole thing unnecessary had they passed it in Washington. But according to some, President Trump himself said, I don't want that passed. It's not a good bill. The president, former president, has said it's a terrible bill, that it gives up more than if we have nothing. And he didn't want that bill passed. Others on the Democratic side say he's just trying to torpedo the bill so that it's something he could march around and say, you know, look, they don't have anything here, and it's not my fault. It was, you know, lower immigration problem when I was in office than when President Biden was. So it's being played out in politics. If they had passed and it doesn't look like this is going to happen. But if they had passed it, it wouldn't be necessary.
Thank you so much for your time. It was wonderful.
Always.
The next step for the bill is for the Fifth Circuit to hear arguments on the merits of SB 4. A deadline of what was originally pushed back to March 13th is now March 18th from SCOTUS Justice Alito. I'm Bree Flores at News Radio 1080, KRLD, in Dallas-Fort Worth. Thanks for joining me for Texas Wants to Know. If you like the show, please give us a rating and a review wherever you listen to podcasts. I wrote, produced, and edited this episode with editorial support from Cooper Maul. Original music is by Michael Eisenstein. Odyssey's managing producer for National News Podcast is Myron Kaplan.